when the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show. I'm your host, Kelly Rayburn. Michael is obviously a bit late, so normally we would get a chance to talk to each other from time to time. Normally he would be on my left. We're doing a little bit of a project of the camera here on my own camera, so what we look like, what we are, and what we do for our show. And, of course, we are broadcast on the National Campus and Radio Association networks, the NCRA radio networks, and also our flagship stations, both Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM and, of course, CITR 101.9 FM. So, later on in this show, if you're listening to us on May the 19th, we have a special program that is coming up right at noon, right through until 6 o'clock in the evening, called Accessibility Day. Now, Accessibility Day is about, it's all about wheelchair accessibilities, disabilities issues, all sorts of things that deals with accessibility. This is our second annual Accessibility. Along with me, I'm going to be having with along with me is DB is going to be along with the show, and Jules, homeboy Jules from Crimes and Treasons, is going to be around to talk about some issues, and lots of special guests that we go comes along our way. So with that in mind, we are going to play you I would say the Autism Live segment that's on YouTube. And of course you can go online, youtube.com/autismlive. Excuse me. And we're going to play you about 42 minutes of The Future is Bright. That happened on Thursday, May 5th, 2016. And I will try and remember the hosts for the show and stuff. Last time when I did the show, I tend to have forgotten the host and the people that were on that show. So I will do my best to give you the host name at the end of the show. Right now, I can't even see anything that is on YouTube right now. Just mention to anybody who make a comment on the search word Future is Bright Thursday, May 5th, 2016 to mention their host names and stuff like that so that we know that they're listening to us and we're listening to them. All right? So, here we go. The Future is Bright. That was happening on Thursday, May 5th. Sorry, well, we have to refresh because the screen just went kaput. Here we go. Stephanie Schaefer, that's the name of the host of the show.
Hi, and welcome to this month's episode of The Future is Bright. in honor of Autism Awareness Month, we're going to have some fun guests for you today, and we're going to do a little contest where you can win a gift card to Target for $50, so we'll give you some information about that a little bit later. We're going to speak with Rich Bonney, who is not only a current board member of the Autism Society of America, but also the current CEO of a company based in Utah called Mendability. And then later we'll speak with Margaret Miller, who's the VP of Strategic Planning and also a current board member of the Autism Society, and she'll talk about lifespan planning. So stay tuned, and we hope that this will be a fun show for you.
What is autism?
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 I've been asking myself that for a very, very long time.
Let me think about that one.
Autism
is a neurological disorder that affects many of our kids in different ways.
It's a learning disability that affects the cognitive functions of the brain.
A lot of people have the misconception that it's a disability, and it's really not.
I look at it as like a special gift.
When one person thinks differently from another.
It's an opportunity for everyone to learn to understand someone that's a little different than them.
Autism is the ability to educate.
They're given so much talent in different areas.
To me, autism means a chance to be with and be around people you really care about. Autism is beautiful.
It's a way of seeing the world differently.
It's always unique, totally intelligent, and sometimes mysterious.
Happiness that comes out of my son's hard work.
It's a movement.
Unpredictable.
That's right.
Awesome.
Love.
The field I want to work in.
Laughter. Fun. Joy.
Autism is beautiful to me.
I want you to remember these three words. There is hope.
So we're joined by Rich Bonney. Welcome, Rich. Rich is the VP of, or actually used to be the VP of sales of Dell, and has a very storied history, 25 years of experience in software sales and overseeing people in the computer industry. He is also a current board member of the Autism Society of America, and now the CEO of a new program called Mendability, based in Utah, that has been up for, I believe, 2 years. Is that right, Rich?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Well, welcome to the show. This is The Future is Bright, and you have the mic. We'd love to hear how this program came to be, what inspired you to start it, and kind of where it's at right now.
Okay, great, and thank you so much for having me on. And regarding the Autism Society, it's a real pleasure to be on that board. I learn a lot about the environment nationally regarding autism and initiatives, and it's just a wonderful group, and appreciate the interaction with the folks there. And again, appreciate the opportunity, Stephanie, today to talk a little bit about Mendability. And I'll get into the guts of what Mendability does a little bit later, but at the highest level, it's an online sensory enrichment therapy program that really is in place to assist and help children with autism and reduce those symptoms. And we know that these kids on the spectrum have a lot of sensory processing issues. And much like physical exercise on a daily basis will help an individual with their general health, likewise, the daily interaction with our youth and those that have autism and other developmental delays, implementing these type of sensory exercises and experiences on a daily basis also will help them with their brain enhancement and also help with the sensory processing issues and problems they have. And so it might be good to talk a little bit about how this came to be, and it's really based and derived from decades of animal model studies. Let me give you an example. You can take a cage with a mouse in it with no light, no toys, no other mice in there with him or her, and a cage with a lot of mice with toys and ladders and fun things to do, as well as other types of mice in there to interact with and light. And they've looked at the brains of those and looked at behavior and brain development, and there's a significant difference. And so this is called environmental enrichment, and it's been in place and studied for quite a long time, going back to almost the 1940s. A woman that we know very well, all of us, obviously Temple Grandin, did her dissertation on this, and she actually did it with her young pigs. And we had the opportunity to meet with her for several hours and talk a little bit about that and how it was put together and what she found out in that study. And that's where, when we met with her, she saw the same kinds of results that other studies have shown. And then also, as we're talking to her, she goes, I know this will work because it worked with my pigs. And so now Temple, you know, we've you'll read about environmental enrichment in her books and in her lecture series. But again, all this is based upon that data. And a very special woman named Claudie Palmer is in France, looked at that data and said, why can't this translate to children and to humans? So she put together a therapy program with sensory exercises on a daily basis and worked on this for a while, and the results were phenomenal. One of the families that was involved with her is the Aronoff family. Eyal Aronoff's a good friend of mine, and he really is the one that is the founder of Mendability as the company. His daughter was diagnosed with autism, same time my daughter was diagnosed with autism, actually. And she went through this program and had great success. And with that, he said, listen, how do I go and evangelize this, and how do I make this available to more people? And so thus began the beginning of how do we formally put an entity together that can support hundreds, if not thousands, of kids that want to be able to take advantage of this therapy and have their sensory processing needs resolved and implemented in their daily lives. And that's really kind of how the company got funded and started. And I was brought on board a couple of years ago to work with AOL as the CEO to put the foundation in place to support all these families that want to take advantage of this therapy.
That's excellent. You know, you mentioned Temple Grandin, and we had the great pleasure of interviewing her at last year's conference in Colorado, and her work is pretty phenomenal, and I like that you're taking off from her research and implementing that with kids. I'm curious to know, I think that we are aware of some studies that have been done using sensory enrichment. I'm curious to know whether you're aware of some of those results that you might be able to share with us.
Sure.
Yeah.
Be glad to.
Sure.
And those results are important because families need to know that a therapy that might be out there has some clinical backing to it and some empirical data. Dr. Michael Leon at University of California, Irvine, did an initial study with kids with classic autism, ages 3 to 12, and did all the standard tests with those children, in this case, CARS and so forth, and implemented sensory enrichment therapy in these groups. And one of the groups was a control group with standard ABA, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech, and so forth. And then another group, a second group, with all those and sensory enrichment added onto it. And did a 6-month study, came back with the results, and what they found is 69% of the families in the sensory enrichment group saw improvement in their children's autism symptoms. And also, there was a 6 times more effectiveness in results on the CARS evaluation. So it was 6 times more effective than the standard group. And then that actually won the American Psychological Association Neuroscience Paper of the Year in 2014, which was very exciting. And that prompted then a follow-on replication study. And in that study, a little tougher kid, even a little more diagnosed with more severe autism, and in this case, it was boys and girls, went back and did a similar kind of control group and then a sensory enrichment therapy group. And out of that came some really cool results as well. One of them being the IQ scores were 8 points higher than when they started in 6 months, which is a pretty dramatic increase, as well as 21% of the kids after 6 months, after taking the ADOS, actually tested out of the autism category. Their autism wasn't gone, don't misinterpret what I'm saying, but they actually weren't classified as that anymore. And so both these studies are available. They're online to read about. You can go research and look at them. But it does, the second study certainly validated the first and really said, hey, this is powerful and effective. And now what we've just done is we've taken a pool of about 1,000 of our kids in our internal study and putting together the results from that. And we hope to publish this as well. And the study of, and the results of those really mimic the first two studies. So now the data is getting to be quite undeniable in regards to how this is helping kids reduce the symptoms that they're having in their lives.
Well, it all sounds fabulous. And we're excited that you're continuing to do internal studies. I'm curious also about the particular benefits that you've noticed so far, whether it be in that group of 1,000 children that you're looking at or whether it's on a more broad basis. Are there specific sensory issues that this enrichment program seems to help with or be particularly successful with?
And yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, could you maybe elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. You know, here's the real life part of this. And I've got a daughter with autism, and she just graduated from high school and was hoping that, you know, she's going to get a job someday. And those are all the worries that parents have. Parents that have a child that they can't take to a restaurant because they will act inappropriately. A child who's doing not too well in school because, you know, they don't have the attention span or there's learning issues. And we have example after example, almost on a weekly basis, of families writing into us telling us the positive things that are happening with their children. Here's a simple example that's kind of a fun one. A son who started the program with us, you know, takes a long time, and we're talking a couple hours or more to get a haircut. Okay, great, that's hard, and parents, you know, it's frustrating, and something as simple as that can be really aggravating. And after using the therapy, and all of a sudden this child now can go to a Supercuts or wherever, I don't want to sponsor someone, but go somewhere and be able to get a haircut in 20 minutes. And the families that I mentioned, you know, about going out and socially and doing things where their child's aren't going to be an embarrassment, where their memory is improved, sleep is improved, children now eating more than just a few food groups or food items in a restaurant or at home. So these are the real life tangible examples that we get to see. And I want to emphasize that not every child has, you know, super great results. The bulk of our kids are responding really well. For about 25% of our population, the results are incredible. They just, you know, kids that are really struggling with words are forming sentences and improving. And then we have another, you know, large group, almost two-thirds, that are really seeing good improvement. And then we do have about 20% of kids where it doesn't exactly have the same types of results. I'm not going to tell you exactly the reasons why, because each child is different, but the therapy is customized for each kid. And so the bulk of our kids, 80% plus, really have some great results, and we're super excited about that. But it goes back to, Stephanie, just, you know, you're talking about day-to-day stuff, what these kids are suffering with. And as a parent, that's just exhausting to have to deal with. And so we, you know, it's very heartwarming for us to see how individuals and families can be more, I don't want to use the word normal, but more comfortable in their social setting and all that they do.
Okay, well, on that note, I was looking at the cost associated with being a participant in this program. And, you know, it's relatively little for the year, whether you're choosing a coached option or choosing to work on your own. I think, unless my information is wrong, it's something like $49 a month to be part of the program. And if you opt for, and that's like the self version of the program. But if you sure. choose to work with a coach, then it looks like it's $99 to start, which, you know, for $1,200 a year, that's a substantial amount of coaching, it seems, and one-on-one attention. I'm curious to know, for families who opt for the coached version of this program, what are the coaches doing particular to a specific family? How are they helping families and that particular child, let's say, in, you know, with their sensory issues? How is it tailored? What is that like?
Sure. It might be good just to take you through kind of, if someone were to sign up, what leads them through the process to sign up, and what is the therapy on a day-to-day basis, and what do the coaches, you know, have to do with the development of the child, if that's okay. We are a true telehealth company. We've been Joint Commission accredited for that. We're one of the few companies that they've accredited in this telehealth, telemedicine world. And what that means is the exercises and everything that are available to families is deliverable over the internet. So we have a good chunk of our business customers or clients that are international. And in areas where they don't have access to resources, there's not an OT, there's not an ABA consultant, and they are able to then access the therapy online and be able to look at the videos and the description of the exercises that exist. And that's a huge important thing. So we really are excited about trying to figure out how we make this available to everybody. And then the other component of that that you mentioned is the affordable part. I mean, we obviously need to charge something to keep the lights on and keep people here helping, but we have licensed occupational therapists specialized and certified in the sensory enrichment therapy program, and they are available to work with families. And here's how it typically works. A family will go online, sign up, choose which one of the pricing plans that they would like. And you mentioned $99 for a coach-assisted one for committing to a year. And then what happens is they and the occupational therapist or the therapy coach then set goals, and they take a large baseline test beforehand that then kind of identifies kind of brain functions and how we will help the child. And we have a very intricate, complicated, patent-pending system here that's based on artificial intelligence that really then provides the right exercises based upon that very detailed questionnaire.
And we're going to take a break for just a moment. You're listening to the Autism Live, which was on Thursday, May 5th of 2016 with the hosts Stephanie Schaefer and guests. You can also go online, www.autism-live.com for more details. Again, we're going to come right back in a moment. You're tuned into the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks and our flagship stations, CFRO and CITR.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on. Sugar.
Let's get it on. Okay, we get about 7 more minutes of our Future is Bright on Autism Live. You're listening to Community Living Show on CITR 101.9 FM and Co-op Radio, both on the NCRA Radio Networks. Again, we're doing the Autism Live for about 6 more minutes, and then we've got Michael Rubin talk about his upcoming holiday or event that is happening the next few months, so we will talk about that. But first, the Autism Live.
The parents get that. These exercises are downloaded into their private web portal, and then they, along with the coach that they might need, begin the program. And then the exercises are prescribed for them. They're household items that you can buy, or we have a kit that you can purchase that we can just ship out that has all the necessary needed items in it to do the therapy. And then every 2 weeks, as they finish those exercises, much like a physical fitness program, they then go and take a shorter test, kind of a progress test. And then after that test is over with, a new set of exercises is customized and prescribed for that child. So every 2 weeks, the novelty changes. And that's one of the key functions and parts of this, is that ability to change that. The therapy coaches then come into play, where they are a resource for each family that signs up. So if they've got questions about an exercise, or they want to upload a video to see if they're doing something right, communicate and talk a little bit about any kind of issues that the child might be having. These coaches are available. We have a very simple scheduling system. Go in and set up some time to meet with them. So you not only get the telehealth, online, kind of internet-based model here, but you also have the personal touch of a therapist and a coach that knows the program, that can interact almost on a daily basis if needed, but that's typically not the case whenever the need arises. And you mentioned the affordability thing. I'll mention this again. We really have tried to figure out, how do we make this accessible and affordable and available? An hour of OT time is usually north of $100 for a full month. You get that, you know, unlimited with an OT or our therapy coaches for that same price.
You know, it's like you were saying, the value is amazing. I mean, considering the resources that a family would have should they decide to sign up for the program. I'm curious to know also the difference between, let's say, a child living with autism who participates in the program, and let's say kids who are not living with autism who may want to take advantage of an enrichment program like the one offered by Mendability. Do you get participants who are not living with autism?
Yeah, we do.
You do.
We have quite a few folks, and what we do is we monitor, and inside our system is a progress tracker for all families to see how their kid is doing. And it breaks into 12 different areas. And we're talking things like anxiety, communication, social skills.
Sure.
These are the areas that we monitor and manage. And those are representative across a broader array of developmental delays. So a child it may be Asperger's, it may be just intellectual disabilities, learning issues. We have a lot of individuals that we work with that have those problems, and the therapy works well. So even though our main core focus has been autism, we are looking to broaden just because it does impact and help other families. And I'll give you an example. Just down the road from here, we have a family whose daughter is in high school, senior in high school, really struggling with her grades, may not graduate in May, getting D's and F's, and we put her on the Mendability program, and the sensory enrichment protocol they followed very closely. And I will say that the longer you do this and the more consistent, just like in physical exercise, the more effectiveness that you get in the results. We've been getting all of the text messages and emails from her about how her daughter is doing. And you would have to see this to truly believe it, but she's doing incredibly well. She's taking tests and passing them. She's going to graduate in May. So that's a good example of something. Diagnosed as being autistic, somebody who has some learning issues and learning delays, some speech issues, still advancing along and becoming independent and alive in life, and her self-esteem and self-confidence just going through the roof.
All right, so have a little bit of a scrambling there for a bit here. Anyways, yeah, so that was the Future is Bright. That was broadcast Thursday, May the 5th, 2016, with the host, Stephanie Schaefer, and guests. You can also go online, www.autismlive.com. So, across from me is Michael Rubin, who is going to be talking about some issues on his event. Let me put you on microphone 3 here. So there you go. So
I was gonna have the microphone turned on.
Absolutely. Just to get things that's going. Okay. So anyway, so what are the issues you want to talk about quickly?
Well, of course, when you're away, a lot of times I play, instead of autism clips, I'll play chronic pain clips. People that suffer from chronic arthritis, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome is actually a chronic pain issue.
Okay.
MS also involves a lot of chronic pain, things like that. But people look at you and they think, oh, well, there's nothing really wrong with him. You know, he should be perfectly fine. Why is he parking in a handicapped spot? Why is he riding around in a little go-kart through the Walmart or whatever store it may be?
For those people who are listening to us on the half-hour show, we thank you very much for tuning in, and we will be back again next week at the same time, same station, on the NCRA Radio Networks and Co-op Radio. We will be back in just a moment, and we will have more of you in just a moment. All right?
Okay.
So stay tuned, and we will be returned in just a moment. Just a brief moment.
CITR Access Day is on Thursday, May 19th, starting at noon until 6 p.m. Join us for the afternoon for inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Listen live at CITR 101.9 FM or streaming online at citr.ca. You can email volunteer at citr.ca for more information.
And of course, we were going to play that at 20 minutes to the hour. We're going to have to do that all over again. Sorry about the miscalculations and stuff. So anyways, back to the segment. Of course, you're tuning into Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks for the full hour show. I'm, of course, Kelly. Across from me, we're doing a little camera demo. So I'm, of course, Kelly on the the left, I believe. Yeah. And you're on the right, Michael Rubens. So there you go.
Yeah.
So anyways, so tell me about this project that you're going to be doing for the next few weeks, next few months. Yeah.
So the Fibromyalgia Wellspring group, they're put together a walk. And we're walking from Langley, B.C. to Banff, Alberta to gain awareness for those people who have suffer from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, or arthritis, things like that. That to the rest of the world, it looks hidden because they look fairly normal. They don't look, quote unquote, they're not in, they don't fit the mold or the stereotypical view of being disabled. Okay. I played one clip. Young lady, she had on all these rings and what looked like jewelry and things like that, and she has EDS, mm-hmm. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and all the rings and the bracelets and everything weren't bracelets. They were actually braces to keep her joints from slipping out of place.
Okay.
But everybody's like, oh, you always dress so stylishly. And it's like, you always have to wear all this fancy jewelry and stuff like that. Can't you ever just calm it down a little bit? And when she was telling her story, she said, she just looks at a person and says, they're braces so that I don't dislocate my joints while doing something.
What kind of joints?
Her fingers, her wrists. She had things that on her ankles and everything that they just didn't look like normal braces. But she wore something longer that would cover the braces for her knees to keep her knees in place. They would just intermittently fall out of place.
I don't want to talk about some groups and stuff, but do they have to like pin you through those?
No. Okay. No. It literally does just look like a ring, and okay. It sits right by the joint so that things stay in place.
Okay, so
it's not pinned in there. It slides. Okay. On.
Okay.
Like a splint sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nothing pinned in or any of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But you can imagine that. The amount of discomfort you have if you're just kind of walking down the street and say your knee slid out of place.
Yeah, it would.
It was a lot of discomfort, you know.
Very uncomfortable.
So these are kind of people that they want to represent with this walk. Mm-hmm. So we're starting Tuesday morning at the Fibromyalgia Thrift Shop in Langley. And that is actually at 20631 Fraser Highway, Langley, B.C.
Okay.
At the Fibromyalgia Thrift Shop and their home office. And we're going to walk from there to all the way to Banff, Alberta.
It's a long ways away.
Yeah.
And of course, you have all the equipment that you need.
Yeah, I have all the equipment now. That's the other fun part, because I'm shooting this as a documentary. I'm walking along with them, holding a camera. I had to get all the camera, the right camera gear, to be able to shoot this whole thing outside.
Mm-hmm.
The right lighting, the right mics, as well as I had to upgrade one of my cameras.
Mm-hmm.
More silent lenses, because you don't want to hear in a movie, you don't want to hear the lens going back and forth. So I had to purchase all this stuff.
Now, is there some sort of funding for this campaign?
Yeah, there is a GoFundMe. If you go to GoFundMe.com, mm-hmm. and hang on, let me yank that right up here. It's GoFundMe.com, and it is just one more step. But it's how it's spelled. I want to get the right spelling. Okay, here we go. Okay, GoFundMe.com and just one more step 2016, but it is just one more step is just the number one more M-O-R-E, STEP, S-T-E-P, 2006.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to
2016, I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're going to do the walk, the help up with the walk. Now, any roads or trails that you're going to go? I don't know if you're going along the Trans-Canada Trail, or I don't know if you're going by highway or going by, I don't know.
We are going over a highway. We're just not going over the Coquihalla.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little too busy. There's too many pitfalls, things like that.
Just warning about if you had any situations like Terry Fox, how they did it with their run across. Well, they almost ran across Canada with that situation.
Yeah.
So
we're trying to cover all the pitfalls. We have all the safety lights going and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, the new safety concerns and stuff
We will be going through the Okanagan. I believe one of the places is Manning Park. We'll be going through there.
Mm-hmm. So along Highway 3.
Yeah, we will hit Golden, and of course, as we're going through Banff, going through Alberta to Banff, we will be hitting Lake Louise. Mm-hmm. And I will post a map.
You know, okay.
I have a document or whatever. I can post that up on our page, our Facebook page.
That'd be great.
To see that. But yeah, it's gonna be a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not all gonna be party and all that kind of stuff. But it's not gonna be all that serious.
Right.
Cheryl Young, the founder of the Fibromyalgia Wellspring, she doesn't take herself all that seriously.
Okay.
But it is a serious issue.
Of course.
And along the way, there's a bunch of mayors and city officials along the way that we'll be speaking with. Interesting enough, we're saying we're walking to Banff, but mayor of Canmore, he found out that we were doing this, mm-hmm. and he wants us to actually just walk a couple miles down the street of Canmore, down the main street of Canmore towards their city hall,
yeah,
and have a meeting with him.
Yeah.
So yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
no problem.
But the ultimate goal is there's going to be that GoFundMe site is going to be up for the whole entire walk.
Okay.
And I'll be sending you clips.
Okay.
As we go along.
Okay.
You know, of different things that are happening. I'll send you a report back so you can play this for all of our listeners here.
Mm. Do you have some sort of GPS system that on your vehicle or phone or something to go along?
Yeah, well, of course, I have my handy-dandy iPhone, which has the GPS on it.
Okay, but, cool.
But yeah, I'll tell you where we are, where we stopped at, like, and so that we can have it actually go on air Thursday and Friday, depending on if you guys listen to the 1 hour show. Obviously, if you're listening to me now, you're listening to the 1 hour show,
right?
And we just signed off, I guess, a few minutes ago, off of the half hour show.
So right.
We'll try to get it in at a time where both half hour and hour shows can listen to it.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break for the part of the show. And then, of course, we'll talk about more of the walk and stuff in a moment. You're listening to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. And, of course, our full hour show, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be back in a moment.
CITR Access Day is on Thursday, May 19th, starting at noon until 6 p.m. Join us for the afternoon for inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and more. Listen live at CITR 101.9 FM or streaming online at CITR.ca. You can email volunteer at CITR.ca for more information.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude! Only on CITR.
You tune in to, of course, our flagship station, CITR 101.9 FM, and, of course, the NCRE Radio Networks. Of course, we are the Community Living Show. I'm, of course, Kelly, and on my left, across from me on my right, is Michael Rubin. If you're tuning in to our podcast on YouTube, that's what we are doing for the show. Hopefully, we will have more shows coming to you on the near future of our YouTube channels.
Yeah.
So, back to the walk.
Yeah.
And I've been to Banff.
Yes. And I love the place.
Yes.
You can't beat the mountains, right?
No, you can't. But the situation where you have the, I think it's Lake Louise there. Is it in Banff or is it, I can't remember which lakes there are. One of them has the lake with the blue coating over it. I think it's Lake Louise.
I think it is Lake Louise.
I don't know where it is. I don't know if it's in Banff or it's in Jasper.
Yeah.
I've been to both. Mm-hmm. But anyways, any concerns about, like, forest fires and the risk of going to Alberta? Well,
that is a possibility. I don't think we're going to get into the forest fire area as current.
Right.
But we're going to be getting into Banff around June 28th or 29th.
Mm-hmm.
That could change, right?
It could change.
So, but as far as all the safety concerns we have somebody monitoring
it's all those situations.
It's the risk
that's the thing. So,
mm-hmm.
You just have to watch out for it. And then in case if there was a eruption like a forest fire or some sort of emergency situation, do you need to stop or something?
We would have to stop for safety reasons. We can't walk through a forest fire.
No, of course not.
Obviously. But as far as I know right now, the fires are up north still above Edmonton, and we're not going north of Edmonton at all. So,
okay,
we'll be south and west of Edmonton is where
south
Banff
and
is.
Then west of Edmonton.
Yeah,
good to know.
But as far as that is concerned, because people with fibromyalgia and MS that will be walking with us,
right?
They do have breathing issues, and as for myself, I have asthma.
Yep.
So we will be checking the air quality as we go along. So it's not the fire in one respect is a concern that you don't want to walk through the forest fire. But the other concern is, of course, the wind blowing the smoke down.
The smoke down?
Yeah. That is actually a concern.
In what way?
The smoke traveling down south through Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
So that is
a concern.
The
smoke can change.
The smoke can change, yeah. So there's two things we had to check. Of course, are the fires coming down more down south,
mm-hmm.
and two is the smoke. Which direction is the smoke actually blowing? Because I think right now it's actually blowing. It is some of the smoke
blowing
is coming south, but it's headed towards Saskatchewan, which means it's blowing away from Banff.
True.
So
true.
Yeah, there are concerns about that.
Mm-hmm. I know from last year's summers, there was another forest fire in Seashell, north of Seashell.
Oh, yeah.
And the winds picked up towards the southerly flow where we had lots of bad smoke.
Yeah. And actually, I remember that fire because I had trouble breathing at home.
You did?
Yeah. Because it blew, the way it blew across it, it actually affected White Rock.
All right.
Yeah. So, because White Rock itself was, of course, there's not a lot of forest to burn in White Rock, but.
True. But it's still.
But the smoke blew across the right way. Yeah.
That's very hard to do.
So, but that fire was a lot closer, too, with it being seashelled, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it?
Well, it was, yeah. All I got from the story was it was north of Seashell.
Yeah.
And most of the winds and the smoke blew towards where we are. And we sometimes you couldn't even see the mountains. Sometimes you couldn't even see.
Oh,
and it's all complete redness.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So there are a lot of safety concerns of that and.
Traffic is one thing, you know, but yeah, like you brought up about the forest fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything can happen on those hot summer days. Although yesterday we had a bit of rain overnight,
mm-hmm.
which is very good because I'm just hoping that Alberta gets it.
Yeah. Well,
after we do so.
Yeah. That is one of the things that they are hoping for a healthy downpour in those forest fire areas.
Because
I guess kind of offshoot on the same topic. I guess the oil rig workers are in danger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right now,
they're in trouble because you know the oil sands can really.
Then some of the stuff.
Make it all flammable and make it more.
Yeah.
So that's another
issue. Yeah, I was
going to
say some of the things that they're working with can become combustible or flammable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. So that's that. And then, of course, next, while you're away, I'm going to bring in two of the hosts, special guests. I don't know if you've heard of Dan Yard.
Yes.
See, he's been on the show a few times, so we're hoping to have him a couple of shows. We're hoping to have a special guest on to the show. It's, Dan tell me he's an athlete professor for training for disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to have the special guest on to the show. I'm hoping Dan will have contact information of who it is. I just received an email from him anyways, of the guest. I can't even think of it on top of my head right now. And then Carrie Gibson, you've met her a few times.
We run into each other at events and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Also, when I get back, there's a well-known Vancouver photographer, Kathy Brown, that I want to have come on the show. The amazing thing about Kathy is she is an amazing photographer, but she only has 10% sight
mm-hmm.
in one eye, and she's completely blind in the other eye.
Mm, so she's like 50-50 seeable, the other half can't see.
Well, and like I said, she only has 10% sight.
Mm.
She's missing... So she has extremely low vision in mm-hmm. in the one eye, and the other eye she's totally blind.
Totally blind.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, but she's an amazing photographer. I'll try to get a hold of her before I go to have it set up so mm-hmm. we can actually have her come on the show. She's always excited to talk to people, and. I run into her at different events, of course, if I'm photographing them, mm-hmm. but she shows up. The last place I saw her was actually at the Little Black Dress.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed up just as a guest. She didn't show up as a photographer that particular day. So,
right.
Which is kind of, I always see her. She's always got a camera. But I noticed that she couldn't help herself. She was still taking pictures of it with her camera phone.
Mm. We're also going to try and do, it's a future show. We're also going to try and bring in two of our original guests that originally did this station a long time ago, Dave and Lori Sherritt. Now, Dave and Lori Sherritt, again, like we used to do this show on Co-op Radio. And this was the half-hour show that we normally did on Fridays from 2 to 2:30. And hopefully Dave and Lori will have some events or some ideas of what they were doing, what they're doing, and of course some of the events that are happening in Inclusion BC and the People's First of Canada. They both represent two of those facilities. So, and of course, probably we may talk about the bus pass program situation. When, then again, we may not. So, because
yeah, that's still ongoing.
It's still an ongoing situation. Yeah. And we're hoping that after the legislature today in British Columbia, when they go back from their homes throughout the summer, hopefully we will have some more demonstrations through the Liberal ridings. I don't know what's up on the air. Hopefully they will contact us or something. You can contact us at email address is communityliving show@gmail.com. Please give me more details of your events on your rally. It could be in the North Shore. It could be at the Dunbar area where Vancouver Quilchina is, or any of the Liberal ridings for that matter. So give us an email, communityliving radio@gmail.com, so that anybody can spread the word about the bus pass program and, of course, the benefits. It's not just a bus pass. It's also benefits to raise the rates and to save the bus pass.
Yeah. One other future guest is a singer. Her name is Mary Lou. And
not Mary Lou Finley.
No. She just goes by, on stage, she just goes by Mary Lou.
I'm Mary Lou. Okay.
Yeah.
L-O-U?
Yes, L-O-U. Mm. She contacted me about interest, wanting to come on the show. But she does a lot of volunteer work. I met her at the Just Smiles event that we were invited to by Laura Guzman.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her. She was one of the featured singers there, and she does a lot of volunteer work that way. You know, shows up, sings for the event, whatever. Mm-hmm. So to help get attention to the event and make it more entertaining while they try to raise money. The more entertaining the fundraising event is, the more people give, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course, I've done it a few years back, but I'll say it. I don't know if I'll say it again, but I'll say it right now. I'm doing a volunteering for the Jazz Festival that is happening close to the end of June and July. So if you meet me at the Robson Square or at the, oh, where's it? David Land Park, come check over some of those places I might be around. And then again, I might not. Either way, the event is a lot of fun and it's good for everybody. And of course, those are free events. You can check out any of the free events around Greater Vancouver through the Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
So I'll be helping out there. So, and then of course, we've got the Folk Festival that is happening in July. And some of our sponsors like CITR or Co-op Rio are involved with the Jazz Festival, I'll help out with them as well. So I'll be the one that says, yeah, I'll do it. So, all right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Look, you always should, if you hear about an event or something like that, don't be afraid to reach out and ask us to be at the event, just to volunteer somehow or another. It's we're always willing to do that because it helps people get to know our show, you know?
And if you have an event that is coming up on disability and stuff, please email us at communityliving.radio@gmail.com, communityliving.radio@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter at CLivingRadio, And we're also on Facebook, facebook.com/ Community Living Radio Show.
Yes.
All right, Michael. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you again, Kelly.
And good luck on your trip.
Yes, because this is the last show I will be doing here in the studio. Until July will be
close to the end of June, right?
Yeah, close to the end of June. I will be sending clips back to you, or we'll connect on Skype or something like that.
Yeah, keep me posted.
Yeah,
you have my phone. You have my Skype number and stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
We're all connected with that, right?
Yep, we're all connected. That's the main thing. All right, so hopefully when we get this thing going. Anyways, we will be back again next week, same time, same station. We're going to leave you with our good friend, Lance King. You've heard of Lance King?
Yes.
He's a singer.
I know Lance King.
Of course, he's a singer, and he has a son or daughter.
There's a daughter who has Downs.
Down syndrome.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and he actually lives in Langley, B.C.
That's right.
So he's a local guy.
Yeah, so we're going to play one of his songs. This song is called A Brand New Sunny Day. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I can climb a mountain when I close my eyes, or swim and run on the playgrounds in my mind. I am tall and strong and able. I can chase my fears away when I live inside a brand new sunny day. I didn't want these braces, and I don't like this chair, or my challenged looks that make some people stare. And when I feel your pity, oh, it tears me up inside, and I hide inside a brand new sunny day. I'm one of God's creations, and if you only knew, underneath this label, I'm just the same as you. So when you see me,
just a reminder that today at noon, right through until 5 o'clock, is the Accessibility Day. Please join me at around 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Hopefully I'll bring in some special topics, probably our previous community living show that we did months back, and we'll talk about some of the issues on it. That's all coming up on Accessibility Day here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Stop and hear what my song has to say.